This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban captured two major Afghan cities, the country's second and third largest after Kabul, and a strategic provincial capital on Thursday, further squeezing the embattled government just weeks before the end of the American military mission in Afghanistan. The seizure of Kandahar and Herat marks the biggest prizes yet for the Taliban, who have taken 12 of Afghanistan's 34 provincial capitals as part of a week-long blitz. The capture of Ghazni, meanwhile, cuts off a crucial highway linking the Afghan capital with the country's southern provinces, which similarly find themselves under assault. The losses and the battles elsewhere further tighten the grip of a resurgent Taliban, who are estimated to now hold more than two-thirds of the country and are continuing to pressure government forces in several other provincial capitals. As security quickly gets worse in Afghanistan, the United States is sending troops to help evacuate some personnel from its embassy. Britain's government has announced that it will also send 600 troops to Afghanistan to help evacuate its personnel. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Some 3,000 troops will enter Afghanistan in the next 2 days to help with a partial evacuation of the U.S. embassy in Kabul. The State Department's ordering more Americans to leave as the Taliban continue a fast offensive and now effectively control two-thirds of the country.
We have been gravely concerned by developments.
Spokesman Ned Price says the embassy will stay open, just drop to a core staff at the Pentagon.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
John Kirby says the troops will be there to help the evacuation, not get involved in the war again. The U.S. role in the war formally ends August 31st. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. A COVID-19 surge that is sending hospitalizations to all-time highs in parts of the southern United States is also clobbering states that were once seen as pandemic success stories. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Nationally, COVID-19 cases are averaging about 123,000 a day, a level not seen since February. The surge strongest in the South. White House coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients says it's driving people to get their shots.
In the last week, 3.3 million Americans rolled up their sleeve to get their first shot.
Two states considered pandemic success stories are now suffering, Oregon and Hawaii, both reporting record cases and hospitalizations. In Oregon, Governor Kate Brown announcing nearly everyone will have to wear masks again in indoor public spaces, regardless of their vaccination status. Officials in Hawaii say the virus made it to the islands, not that much through tourists, but rather residents who traveled to the mainland and brought it back with them. I'm Tim McGuire.
The U.S. Census Bureau has released the figures for the 2020 count, and it shows the United States is a more diverse nation. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The U.S. has become more diverse and more urban over the past decade. The white population dropped for the first time on record, though it remains the most prevalent racial or ethnic group. The number of non-Hispanic white people fell from 196 million in 2010 to 191 million in 2020, while the percentage dropped from nearly 64 to less than 57.8%, the lowest on record. The Census Bureau's data also shows continued migration to the South and West at the expense of the Midwest and Northeast, and almost all of the growth happened in metropolitan areas, around 80%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Entertainer Britney Spears' father agreed Thursday to step down from the conservatorship that has controlled her life and money for 13 years, according to several media reports. AP's Margie Zaraletta reports.
James Spears says in legal documents there are no grounds for his removal, but he does not believe engaging in a public battle with his daughter over being her conservator would be in her best interest. Britney Spears had said in court this summer that the conservatorship was abusive. James Spears had overseen his daughter's finances and personal affairs from 2008 to 2019 when he transitioned to only overseeing her finances and the court appointed another conservator for her personal life. Britney Spears' lawyer Matthew Rosengart says James Spears stepping down is vindication for Britney. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.